This is Natalie Hutchison with UN News. There are clear benefits to keeping the Earth's temperature below 2 degrees, and the choices we make now will be critical for the future of our oceans and cryosphere. That's the message from Anjal Prakash, coordinating lead author of the latest UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, report on the havoc being unleashed on the Earth's oceans and ice caps, and what can be done to address its unprecedented negative impacts on ecosystems and people. In an interview with UN News, Mr. Prakash highlighted the importance of climate-proofing development programs, building climate-resilient infrastructure, developing early warning systems, and putting in place institutional innovation for tackling disasters. Mr. Prakash spoke to UN News' Sachin Gar.
The findings that this new IPCC report, which is focusing on two important systems, which is oceans and cryosphere, and the findings that has been talked about basically focuses on 2 points. One is that these two systems are interconnected systems, and what happens to the two also impacts a larger population, which is getting affected. So oceans are warming up. The Earth is warming up because of this cryosphere are also changing, and then which is a frozen part of our world, which is also changing. So these two are important systems are playing very critical role in sustaining the life on Earth, and lots of people are dependent on these two systems. For example, for oceans, you know, there are fishermen communities, there are people who are driving directly resources from the ocean systems. They will be directly affected. There will be more cyclones in future. Similarly, because of the glaciers declining, there is going to be change in water regimes. And this is something which is not in future. What we are seeing is this is happening today and now. And that's the major part of the question that we are trying to address here through this report.
Oceans are warming, glaciers are melting, and sea level is rising. But is there any good news to report?
Unfortunately, no. What this report does is that it reaffirms the earlier climate predictions that we have already gone through. In a sense that the earlier IPCC report has been saying this very critically, that the systems are at a very critical stage. The climate crisis is happening. And because of this climate crisis, there are changes in the environmental system, which is impacting the lives of the people. So unfortunately, there is no good news. But the only good news which we can share is that we can change this system. So the way oceans are warming up, we can change what decision governments make today will have an impact on what our future will be. So our future is clearly in our hands. And that's the message from this report.
Right. And the report also says that global warming has already reached 1 degree centigrade above the pre-industrial level. And you've hinted, you know, about people being affected, their livelihoods depends on ocean ecosystems. So how concerned we should be about the consequences it may have on ecosystems and people? We are not talking about 1.5 degree centigrade. We're talking about 1 degree centigrade rise in temperature.
So we have already reached 1 degree centigrade, and then what we are talking about is to keep the Earth below 1.5 degree from the pre-industrial level by end of the century. But the way we are progressing at this moment, what this report says that even if we are going to cross 1.5 degree, and the chances is that we will have to keep the Earth's temperature below 2 degrees, and that's the major issues that we have. Now, what is happening is that because of the warming up of the climate and the global warming, there are many people who are directly dependent. For example, 670 million people in the high mountain regions, about 680 million people in the low-lying coastal zones because of the warming of the oceans and the changes in cryosphere, sea level is rising, and then that is directly going to be affecting the people who are staying in low-lying coastal zones, like, for example, people in the small island developing states. There are about 65 million people who are living in the small island developing states. There are about 4 million people living in the Arctic region. These people are going to be directly affected, right? Yeah. So there are clear benefits of keeping the Earth temperature below 2 degrees, and the choices that we make now is very critical for the future of the oceans and cryosphere. And this is what this report is re-emphasizing and underscoring from the past reports as well.
So what concrete and urgent measures must be taken to address these changes in the ocean and ecosystems in the short term?
Short term, what we are talking about is probably now, from now till 2030 to 2050. That's the short term. And then long term is between 2050 to end of century. What we are, there are two aspects. One is definitely mitigation. So we need to definitely work on mitigation. That is where countries have to come together. They must cooperate. And that's the message that, you know, if countries do not cooperate, we will have much, you know, bleak future. That's what this report is talking about. The second part is adaptation, because even if, when you know, some of the countries, like for example Bhutan, Nepal, in this part of the world, are actually carbon neutral countries, they have not contributed anything to the global warming, but they are at the vagaries of the changes which is happening at this moment. They are forefront. At the communities, the poorest communities in Bhutan and Nepal are at the forefront of whatever changes which is happening, for example. Also in the Himalayan regions in India and Pakistan, Bangladesh, the entire Hindu Kush Himalayan region areas, and also people living in the coastal communities. Now, the question of how can we adapt? The first point is to climate-proof our development program. So all the development program must go through a climate-proofing process. And second is that infrastructure has to be made climate resilient. You know, we have been seeing unprecedented changes in the weather. For example, there's many, many cyclones which are coming up now in Caribbean. There are three cyclones that came all together. And this is all has been, the scientists from IPCC have been warning about these issues for a long, long time. And this report is re-emphasizing, underscoring, and saying that these events are going to be much more pronounced in future. So we need to definitely have a much better early warning system. We need to have institutional innovations for tackling disaster, and also resilient livelihood practices. And to get this, we need to have a long-term monitoring program, sharing of data,
right,
information, knowledge, and also improved scientific forecasts, which will help us in predicting more of these such events.
You've been tracking climate change for a very long time. In your view, what have been the greatest changes you have seen over the past 5 years?
There are two things that I would like to emphasize here. One is the flood events have been increasing. So last more than 10 years, I've seen personally that, and I've been working in the Hindu Kush Himalayan region, I was based in Kathmandu earlier, and I've seen that the flood events have been much more frequent, and it's much more severe in the mountainous regions, and how it is impacting the downstream areas. And I've been working in the Indus, Ganges, and the Brahmaputra river basins, and we see that the extreme precipitation events have been more pronounced. So this is one which is very, very important for mountain people, because you have flash floods and people living downstream, they're flooded almost 3 to 4 months in a year. And these events are becoming much more pronounced, much more frequent. That's one. Second is rising heat. The heat waves are expected to increase in intensity and also in the duration in all across South Asia that we see, and some most part of the world. The heat threshold in the cities have exceeded. Then we have found that the individual solutions for keeping houses and neighborhood cool will not be enough. And we found that the concerted efforts, that is to support urban landscape and communities and individual level to address the challenges of increasing urban heat in many of the urban locations has been very challenging for the government. So the heat waves, which is going to be much more pronounced in future, and we have been already seeing it last 4 to 5 years. You may always see that the headline would say that this is like, you know, this is the hottest summer of the last 10 years, 15 years, something like that. So these are two systems which is going to be very, very pronounced in future. And we really have to be prepared to adapt to these two systems.